What's trending right now is the fires in Los Angeles area. They've spread now to the Hollywood Hills, and there are a lot of iconic structures, including the Dolby Theater, that could be brought down. Fast-moving fire broke out in the Hollywood Hills. That happened last night. It was another night of high winds. So some massive iconic spots are now being threatened. Firefighters battling to get under control. Three of the major blazes, they do say now, five fatalities connected with that. About 150,000 people under evacuation orders, ravaging several, not all of Los Angeles, but different pockets in and around, like surrounding the Los Angeles area with some of the suburbs. The Sunset Fire started Wednesday evening as officials were holding a news conference to update residents on the efforts to fight the massive fires in Pacific Palisades and Altadena. So they're talking about those fires while one breaks out near the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And they ordered evacuation orders in that area and streets around, let's say, the Chinese Theater, the Dolby Theater. They did get some of the aircraft up yesterday as winds came down a little bit later in the day so they could get helicopters and planes to help drop water. But the scenes of people literally just carrying whatever they can grab in a suitcase, a rolling suitcase, and walk it out or hoofing it out of there because, well, traffic was impossible in some spots as the roads were clogged with either abandoned cars or fire equipment blocking roads. So a lot of people just walking away from their homes. Some celebrity homes destroyed. Notable yesterday, Paris Hilton said her home is gone. Billy Crystal, Mandy Moore, just some of the celebrity names popping up saying, yeah, our homes are gone. Some of the production in, you know, big TV city, Jimmy Kimmel on hold, Price is Right on hold, just some of the side notes. And NHL postponing the LA Kings game against Calgary due to the wildfires. This weekend's NFL game in Los Angeles might get moved to Arizona. That hasn't been decided yet, but what a situation with yet another pocket. There's now six fire zone areas where the fire is out of control in and around Los Angeles, kind of pocketed around the city. Tough go right now on the coast. Those high winds are expected to continue into tomorrow. I don't think it gets any better at this point. Jan, I don't know if you follow the story, but the other problem is the water pressure.
No, I did. I just couldn't believe, like, I was getting all the alerts last night about how the fires were spreading and how many people's houses, you know, were just gone. And it's hard to believe that this is happening right now and where it's happening in such populated areas.
It's the most densely populated sort of living area in the United States. It's Los Angeles. There's a lot of people in a lot of homes. And a lot of the beautiful ones are kind of along the coast and the, you know, the outskirts. Yeah. And that's where the fires have hit. So the fact that it's hitting Hollywood as of last night is just bad situation. Back in Buffalo, the hold on demolishing Mulligan's Brick Bar went into place yesterday. The building is from 1897. If you see it, it's just a shell of a building. The only thing really existing right now is the front of the building and some of the original brick structure. So the talk was, well, can we stabilize that and then figure out maybe we can keep the facade, the front, the face of the building and build onto the back. That got denied. They said, we're going to go ahead and demolish this thing. Crews went to work tearing down Mulligan's Brick Bar just after 9:30 a.m., starting toward the rear of the building where the fire had originally started early Sunday morning. A large portion of the outer facade of the building has started to come down. It was put on hold for a little bit for equipment issues, but they got to it yesterday. So that building coming down. Other news this morning, it was press day for the Buffalo Bills. And Josh Allen was asked what Joe Brady means to him. Joe Brady is his offensive coordinator, part of the magic that's happened for the season for Josh Allen. The answer with this little smirk on his face about what Joe Brady means to him, kind of funny. This was classic Josh yesterday talking about Joe Brady, who is being talked to by many teams in the league.
Nothing. He hasn't done anything for us. Team should stay away from him. He's been fantastic.
So again, the question is, Josh, what does Joe Brady mean to you?
Nothing. He hasn't done anything for us. Team should stay away from him. He's been fantastic. You know, coming into a situation last year that was, it's not easy to switch play callers mid-year, and he came in and you know, from that day on, if you look at our splits, our success that we've had as a team, you know, it's noticeable. So he's one of the most positive guys in the building. He's always got juice and energy for the guys. I think that's something that we love and appreciate about him, and he's as real as they come.
Number 17 did talk about playing at home.
Operational-wise, on the offensive side of the ball, we get to use cadence, and that helps with snap timing within our motions. Obviously, what Joe's done with the type of motions and shifts that we have here, it's very crucial to our offense. On defense, when it's loud and our fans can get into the game and force a false start or force a delay of game, the momentum that gives us, you know, it can't be measured. And I think, you know, our fans have been fantastic this year, and we're going to need them going forward.
Loud crowd is everything for Sunday. Go Bills. That's it for your news time right
Go
now.
Go Bills.
625.
Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the Hollywood celebrities, and I know Nick touched on it during news, but the number of celebrity homes that have been lost in these fires out in California, and actually James Wood was talking with CNN last night when the thought of how he's lost his home and what it's meant and just the story of what his niece did. I mean, it's incredible what's happening on the West Coast. And of course, our thoughts are with everybody out there that are dealing with it. It is 625 and you're waking up with KISS 98.5.